Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How powerful are the prayers of a mother? Roy Graham's mother, who became a Christian after a divorce, faithfully prayed for her son for 22 years. God has worked through her prayers to transform his life, a life that touches others, others in prison today, in the name of Jesus. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio show is to touch your life, to touch your life wherever you might be today, wherever you are in life today, whatever you're going through at this moment, to touch you with the love of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who loves you so much, my friend, that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, the resurrected Christ, who can make all things new, is calling you, dear friend. Will you turn to Jesus today? Will you open your heart to Christ and receive him as your Savior and Lord? I know that's what Roy's heart is. That's my heart too. We've experienced the love of Jesus, and our prayer is that you would as well. Roy Graham serves as a prison minister at Halawa Correctional Facility, or as he calls it, Halawa Christian Fellowship. He's been married for 38 years and has two daughters, one son, 10 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. He retired from Graham Builders, working for his brother Danny, for 20 years. Roy, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's such an honor to be here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Makiki area when I was a little boy. There's 6 of us. Raised by our mom after a divorce, single mom raising 6 kids, Makiki, right in the heart of Makiki.
What do you remember? What are some of the those treasured memories that you have growing up there in the heart of Makiki?
Really, running around barefooted, playing football in an empty lot right next door to our home. Especially waited for rainy days. We lived right across Kahumanu School, and when the campus at Kahumanu flooded out, we just couldn't wait to play football over there and slide in the water. And it's just so much fun growing up back in those days. It was really so awesome, you know.
Where were you among the 6?
I'm the second oldest.
Second oldest. Uh-huh. Who influenced you most, Roy, in your growing up years?
Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad when they were together. But mostly my dad, too, because he was a fix-anything guy, you know. And I kind of took after him, where I was always taking things apart and not knowing how to put it back together. I remember my mom telling me that I took their sewing machine apart. But they influenced us, Mom and Dad. They sent us to Makiki Christian Church, which was right down the street from us. My mom, if you don't know this, but she was a Buddhist and she was an alcoholic. And they wanted to know where these 6 kids are coming from without parents to a church. And they followed us home and met my mom, and she got converted.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about that.
And, well, they followed us. You know, we used to go to church at Makiki Christian, so we'd get, like, 5 and 10 cents and a quarter in our pockets to give for offering. There was a bakery nearby called Crispy Crust, and we'd go over there and spend the offering on donuts and stuff, and we'd hide in the bushes till church was over, and then we saw the kids going home from church, and we came out of the bushes and went home, and the mom said, "How's the church?" I said, "Oh, church was great." The seed was planted in six of us. You said my mom prayed for me for 22 years, and I keep telling them today, prayers are still being answered as far as us six kids are concerned.
What did they do when they came to see your mom? And, you know, when she got converted, she was an alcoholic. How did they minister to her? Members of Waikiki Christian.
I don't have recollection of that time. All I know is that she started going to Waikiki Christian, and she became a servant over there. I wasn't a Christian then, but she began listening to J. Vernon McGee and all those Christian preachers. And you know, I'd come in the house and I'd say, "Mom, what are you listening to Christian radio? Today's only Wednesday. Can't you wait till Sunday?" So I would change the radio to KPOY, which was our teenage our radio station, and then I'd leave the house. And she wouldn't complain or anything, but she'd say, "God bless you." And then I said, as leaving the door, I'd say, "Mom, don't say that to me. I don't like those words." So that kind of like was kind of like impacted me. The seed was planted.
How did you become a Christian, Roy?
Wow, that's you got 2 hours? No, in short, well, I got arrested doing a crime, and I was thrown in the cell block at Pauwa'a Police Station at the time. And that's where I met the Lord. I mean, somebody told me before that, prior to that, that I had to be born again, and I didn't know what born again was. And he kept telling me, "You should be born again," you know. And I got in an argument with him. I said, "Don't tell me about God." You know, I was in a Christmas play. I was a shepherd at Waikiki Christian. Don't tell me I know about God. So anyway, back in that cell block, it just hit me that there was something wrong with my life. Everything I did was evil and bad. And constantly thinking of myself, nobody else. I'm trying to put myself first and be like the guy that was above me, and you know, just chasing a stupid dream. But then God spoke to me in that cell block. It was short of amazing. He said these words to me, and I heard it. There's nobody else in that whole cell block but me that morning. And he said, "Where's the change?" And I wasn't like, you can hear me on a speaker, but it was in my heart. I really heard those words. He said, "Where's the change?" And it brought me back to the times when I knew I was doing wrong, and I tried to change. And you know, Danny, it worked. I changed for a little while. Then I went right back into the garbage. And not only back in the garbage, I put the lid on, and I was just swirling around sin and you know, trying to be what I want to be and all that. Then another voice came to me, and he said, "Don't you think it's about time, Roy Graham?" You know, then I fell on the floor, Danny. Right in that cell block, I just went down on the ground and I raised my hands up and I said, "God, Jesus, whoever you are, I know this much. You created me, then you know what? You changed me. I did everything I could have done. I did have tried everything. But you know what? You changed me. I surrender." And those words still with me today. Every morning I get up, I say, "Lord, I surrender my life to you. As you're the one that did it. No way on this planet could I have changed the way I have unless God did it." I just know that deep down in my heart. You can go and try and change yourself, but it won't work. You need to have Christ, the King of all, to come in your life and change you. It works from the inside out. Mm-hmm. See, Jesus is in the business of changing hearts. And that's what happened. And
what difference, Roy, has Christ made in your life? You talk about change, but describe that. In what way?
Well, when I was still in the cell block, it kind of like ended this short little, if it was a prayer, you know, you changed me, and you know. And then I told him, okay, now God, because of my background, which wasn't a good one, I said, okay, now God, I want to get out of here. I don't want to pay any bails. I don't want to get charged for any crime. And then I left. They said, okay, Mr. Graham, you know, we'll see you again. And mocking the police over there. I went home to my mom and I woke her up. She said, what are you doing here? Because at the time I was living in IA. And she said, what are you doing here? I said, Mom, I was in jail again. She goes, oh, no, not again. Oh, son, what happened? I said, no, never mind, Mom. It's, remember you telling me to be born again? I think I got saved. You know what, Mom, I want to go to church. That's the first person I talked to when I got out of that cell block. That's the first words I said was I wanted to go to church. Until today, Danny, I want to go to church. I love going to church. And then my life changed. I mean, you know, people could, my friends said, I can come around them, but don't preach. So I learned not to go around those guys anymore. And I did. And when I did, I fell. I got in a car accident, and I was drunk, and I was smoking some dope again. And this right after I got saved, not too long after I got saved. And then the Lord spoke to me again.
You're listening to Roy Graham share his story of how he became a follower of Christ. But as you listen, you know, it's not a smooth sailing road. His story is not one of immediate change and moving on to just a smooth sailing life. But that's the beauty of the Christian life. That's the beauty of Jesus, is that he comes into the cell block of life. He comes into multiple cell blocks of life, multiple arrests, multiple failures, multiple disappointments. And dear friend, today, I don't know, God knows, you know, but the Lord may be reaching out to you in a moment when you feel like an utter failure. But you're not a failure to God. As he looks to you, he doesn't look as we look at each other. He doesn't even look at us in the way that we see ourselves. There's a passage in 1 Samuel that says, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. God is looking at your heart. He said, Danny, you don't know my heart. You don't know my heart. Roy might even be saying, yeah, I know the heart of man is deceitful above all else. That's a part of the scriptures too. Desperately sick. Who can know it?
Yes.
Well, Jesus Christ saves the sickest, twisted, demented heart, the most broken and failing heart. And Roy Graham will share more about what Christ did for him in a moment. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Roy Graham was born and raised in Makiki, very special part of Honolulu in Hawaii with his parents, two brothers, and three sisters. He remembers those moments where he was able to play when it rained and flooded at his elementary school, Kahumanu Elementary, playing, sliding, playing football, both in the rain and the floods, as well as on the streets. Those were great moments. But he experienced what it's like to be in a cell block. And there Jesus met him. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. Danny Yamashiro here. You can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Free podcast. That and other resources available for you. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Roy, as you grew in your faith in Christ, how did the Lord change you over the course of years, even decades?
I don't know if you remember, Danny, that Bill Bright came through Hawaii with this I Found It campaign. And
that was in the 70s.
The yellow
bumper stickers, right?
Yeah, I found it. Yeah. I had that on my car. And then they asked, "What did you find?" I said, "I found a new life in Christ." But I was ashamed at the time to tell people about that. And we went to Olivet Baptist Church to learn how to witness to people and learn the four spiritual laws. And we went to Ala Moana Park and said, "Okay, now that you know the yes and the no's and the if and the what's about becoming a Christian, let's go down there and just, you know, pray that the Lord will lead you to tell somebody about Him." So we went to Ala Moana Park, and lo and behold, I see a friend of mine walking down the street, coming down the park area where we were, and his name was George. And I said, "Hey, George, how you doing?" He saw me first. He said, "Roy, what are you doing out here with these people?" I said, "Oh, nothing. We just came out here to look around and, you know, just have fun, and maybe we'll come back and have a picnic," because I was deathly afraid to share the Lord with him. And I knew what to say, but because I knew him, I was kind of like ashamed to tell him, you know. Later on, I learned that if you're ashamed of me in front of men, I will be ashamed of you in front of my Father, thus saith the Lord. But at the time, I didn't know that. But it's not an easy thing to become a Christian and run out there and tell people about the Lord. You have to grow into it, and that's what happened to me. And from then on, I got a job at a local golf course. And because I got to be close friends with the other workers around there, and I had the four spiritual laws with me, I just started really telling all kinds of people, everybody that I knew, about the Lord, you know, to the point was he telling me, "You can come here, but don't preach." Mm-hmm. But what really, like, I went to church at Lincoln Avenue, Evangelical Free Church, and it was just a blessing to meet other people like me that were like me, you know. And I was still facing a charge for that arrest that I had, and 6 months later, after I got saved, I got indicted by the grand jury, and you know, at that church, there was a fireman there, and there was a policeman, and they were laying hands on me, they were praying for me, and, you know, they telling me about Paul was in prison and whatnot, and I was thinking, Paul, where's Paul in the Bible? So I started looking in the Bible for Paul, and there's no Paul in the Bible. I knew Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, but I couldn't find Paul. Mm-hmm. But I found out Paul was the one that wrote most of the New Testament. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't get over the fact that here I was an enemy of the law, but I had policemen that were Christians praying for me that when I went to court that I wouldn't, you know, get further sentencing, which I did. As a matter of fact, Danny, I ended up doing 8 weekends, and I took my Bible with me, and I had the background already of how to share the Lord through the Bill Bright campaign. And when I went into prison, I brought my Bible with me, and the ACO told me, sorry, but you can't bring this in here unless you're a minister. So I looked him straight in the face, and I said, "But I am a minister." And the Bible calls us ministers. We are ministers of God's word once you learn it. And you have the right, you know, to minister God's word. And he backed off, and he said, "Oh, okay, I'm sorry." So I went into that cell, it was in Halava at the time, was a jail, and I did 8 weekends, and scared to death because I've never been in a prison before. And as I was reading my Bible in there, I just kind of like segregated myself and went in a corner by myself, and this guy came up to me, and he looked kind of buff and big and mean, and he says, "Hey, bro, what is that?" And I said, "Oh, it's a Bible." He said, you understand the Bible?" I said, "Yeah, I understand the Bible." And then he goes, "How come you understand the Bible and I can't understand the Bible?" I said, "Well, if you want to learn, I'll show you, but you got to be serious." And he sat down with me, Danny, and he was one of the kind of like almost I could say leader of the group, okay? Mm-hmm. And he sat down, and I just went through John 1:1 in the beginning was the word, and all the way down John 1:14, and he began to see that nobody ever told him that, you know, and he wanted to learn more. I just went through until today. John is my favorite book. Mm-hmm. So 8 weekends, 15 men by the time I got released out of there became Christians. Just because I couldn't hardly wait for weekends. I said, where are you going? Why are you so happy? I said, "I'm going in jail." I said, "Why are you so happy?" I said, "Because they like learn about God." So I went in there, and that was kind of like my first ministry, you know. Then I got released, and I never went back there. There's guys that I knew that passed away that it just comforted my heart to know that because of what happened in there, I will see them again. I know mm-hmm. for sure they were saved, mm-hmm. you know. And they had these guys go out, leave the cell block, and leave the cell. And I said, "Where are you guys going?" He said, "Oh, we got visitors." And there are a couple of them that were sitting back, and I said, "Aren't you guys going out there?" He said, "No, nobody come see us." I said, "Really?" He said, "You don't have visitors?" And "No, nobody care about us, you know." So I said, "You want visitors? I'll get you visitors." Because I get released after the weekend, and I go back to the church, and I tell the people at church, "Hey, Wednesday night meeting." I said, "You know, I'm gonna go in prison, and these guys don't have visitors. How many of you would like to come with me and visit these guys?" And they raised their hands. Some guys, some girls, they raised their hands. So I did a lottery system where you'd pick a number, not a guy's name. You pick a number, and that's the guy you're going to visit. So there's about, maybe 8 people came and visited these guys that were without visitors. And I said, "Bring the girls, bring the girls." I said, "No, if the girls come, they're going to talk Bible." "That's okay, that's okay." So that's what happened. Help them to learn about the Lord with these brothers and sisters that volunteered to come in, yeah.
Tell me about your ministry. Tell us about the ministry that you're involved with now at Halava.
Well, time went on, and then Donna Mae, my sister, and I, we started attending a New Hope Christian Fellowship in the year 2000. And at that time, they were doing a Christmas play, and we volunteered to go build the staging. And we got to know some people, and she come up to me and she says, "Hey, Junior, get prison ministry over here." Because they call me Junior because I'm a Roy Junior. And I said, "So what?" She said, "Well, you was in prison. You don't like go over there." I said, "No, what are you going over there for? I've been there, done that." And she said, "No, you should go. You should go. You know what? They're going to have a tour. You don't have to join. They're going to have a tour and take you around." And I thought, well, okay, maybe I'll go just to see where I used to be, you know. So I went, and then they gave us a tour of the prison, and the sergeant, he took us around and pointed out this and that and whatnot, you know. And then he took us to the holding area, the lockup, you know. And this is where guys, if you're not in prison, they put you in they call it the hole, and you don't have freedom, 24/7 locked up and then whatnot, yeah. So we were in that area, and there's about maybe eight or ten, twelve of us, yeah. And we saw these guys, and then in the lockup, and I looked up at them because they were on like two, three tiers up, and they're roaming back and forth in the their cells, looking at us, and I just couldn't handle that, so I left the room.
Why couldn't you handle that?
Sorry. I just felt like, you know, to be locked up. Anyway, it was just like traumatic for me. So I told the sergeant, you know, I've seen enough, let's go. And he said, "Oh, no, people over there just, you know, got more questions and stuff." But I look at those people, and they were looking, they were like they were in a zoo looking at animals, you know. I couldn't handle that. Mm-hmm. And then I said, "Well, Lord, if this is where you want me to be, I'll think about it." And thought about it, I did. And then in 2000, when I went to New Hope, I met Pastor Roy Yamamoto, and he was the prison chaplain over there at the time. I volunteered to go in. And, you know, going in there and being in the, they call it the chapel over there, it's kind of nervous, you know, because I'm going to be among prisoners, and, you know, how television makes it look like they're bad guys and you got to stay away from them and, you know, anything can happen and all that. But, you know, guys in there are people that God created and God mm-hmm. loves, you know. Mm-hmm. So they did the wrong thing. They hurt people. You know, they like me, I did bad things, really bad things. But we have a compassionate God that no matter what you do, He still loves you and He cares for you. So when I went into that prison, I stood way in the back row behind everybody, and they were worshiping God, and I could see their back was facing me, and I was, you know, behind everybody, and I could see them with their hands raised and really worshiping God, and I just broke down at the time. And kudos to my friend Champ Kaneshiro. He was the worship leader there at the time, and him and a volunteer from the Navy, this holy guy, both of them were running the chapel on Thursday nights, and that started a friendship between Champ and I and that sailor guy. But he had deployed, so it was only Champ and I, and we'd go Thursday nights, and he'd show me the ropes, and he'd share with the men, and, you know, I'd sit by and just absorb all of that, you know, and that started. Now it's 17 years I've been doing this, so. And I can't hardly wait to go in. I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. I feel like, oh, Lord, what am I going to do today? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know, you know. But, you know, after I come out of there, I say, I'm glad I went in. Mm-hmm. because those guys thanked me and asked me, make sure you come back now. We want to hear from you again, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's so many prison ministers, you know, Pastor Roy Yamamoto, Bulla Eastman, and you know, there's so many guys that put their heart out for these guys, you know.
Roy, I feel your heart. I we can just see and hear and feel how the Lord has just taken you and sent you there. And when we come back from our break, I'd like to hear what your thoughts are. And by the way, we have friends that are listening, even there, when they hear this show. From time to time, we get feedback from some friends there at Halava. And you're speaking to them as well. And I hear the way that you see them with the hope of Christ. And I just want to tell you and share with you, dear friends, even there behind bars, I echo what Roy Graham is saying, the love of God for you, the hope of Christ for you. That's a message I share with everyone who hears our broadcast across the United States and different parts of the world, the hope that is in Jesus Christ. When we come back from our break, more from Roy Graham. Have you ever thought about the vital nature of a ministry like his to inmates and their families? Have you thought about the vital impact of a ministry that Roy Graham has to society? What difference does it make in Christ? Stay with us. You'll hear more from him when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, what difference? What difference does it make to minister to inmates? Does it impact families? Does it impact society? You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Roy Graham. Roy's ministry, he calls it Halava Christian Fellowship, his ministry there at the Halava Correctional Facility. Find out more about this program. Get this this particular show in its entirety as a gift to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Free podcast. This and other resources available again at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Roy, what difference? Why do you feel this ministry is so vital to inmates? And then, of course, I'll ask about families and then society. But inmates.
I've been in there and I've seen guys like they have no hope, you know. Wandering around and they got to do time and they're in a regiment, do this, do that at this time, at that time. And really, you know, they're not free in there. But it's guys like Pastor Bullock coined it. He said he has a ministry called Free Inside. Not only free because you're in prison and you're a Christian, but you're free inside your heart. You know, that God has given you a freedom. And that's why I want to go in there to show them that, you know, I asked the men the other day, I go in Thursday mornings and I asked the guys, HCF on the back of your shirt, what does that mean? And he said, oh, Halava Correctional Facility. I said, you mind if I change the name? It's Halava Christian Fellowship. And you're not in prison. Guys, you're in Bible college. Don't think you're in prison. And the Bible in front of you, that's your curriculum. Learn it and learn it good. That's why God got you here. That's why you think you did a crime on your own, but God already knew what you were going to do and where you're going to go. So take it as that. And one of the guys kind of like, he said, wow, I never heard it like that. And I feel a little relieved. I said, yeah, you're in college. Spend this time with God. Learn about him, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it took me back to, can I say the scripture, Danny? Mm-hmm. It took me back to when I first went to New Hope, and their home scripture was Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope. And I said, guys, read on. He said, then you will call on me. Listen to this. If you're out there and you can hear my voice, listen to this. Verse 12, 29:11, and then verse 12. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. See, he doesn't play hide and seek. He said, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I'll bring you back from captivity. I will gather you. From all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. You know, to give these guys a future and a hope, to let them know that people care. I always tell them, you know, it's people out there in our prison ministry that Pastor Roy has and Pastor Bulla has, and we take care of even your kids. Pastor Roy's gemstone was Camp Agape. We serve with him. And to the point that not only you we care for, but your kids too. And there's people out there praying for you. And my desire is, guys out there inside, you know, you hurt people. Ask God to forgive you for hurting them. And pray for them, you know, because these people may be still angry at you because what you did to them in their lives, but there is hope even for them that they can find forgiveness and turn around and forgive you also. That's my prayer for the incarcerated.
Let's take a moment. Incarcerated, some of these friends are listening right now. And there's a through this medium, you're able to speak to them, speak and pray. Pray for them, Roy.
For each and every body that can hear this voice, Lord. For the people out there, Lord. Let them know, Lord, how much you really care for them. How much you really love them. That you're not just a God that came to earth and got beat up and went on a cross and died. But there's more to it. That even now you can experience freedom. The way I had felt freedom for the first time. That your mistakes, they're not brand new to God. King David, a murderer and adulteress, in an adulterous situation, even God forgave him and got to write the book of Psalms, probably. Paul, who was thrown off his horse for being a high and mighty hater of Christians, wrote the letters to the churches that were started in the Middle East. God can use you likewise. God wants to use you, and God has a plan for you. So, Father, I pray that these words would sink deep into their hearts, that they would turn around and give their lives to you 100%. That they will see that you truly are not a religion, but a God who lives and breathes and walks among them, Lord. Touch their lives, Lord. Comfort them. Comfort their families that are outside, their kids. Bring hope to them, Lord. Let them know you love them, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Roy. When we come back for our last segment, I do want to talk about the broader impact of society, on society, when we have a ministry like yours going into prisons ministering. I think it's important for us to become aware, to be educated, to listen and see from an inside perspective, at least from your vantage point, Roy, what the key impact is to the broader scope of society. You talk about the hope that's found in Jesus. Well, let me just stretch it out a little bit further. Somebody today, you might be saying, well, I'm not incarcerated, Danny. Does this program not apply to me? Well, you might not be in prison. You might not be in a cell block. But there are shackles that may be around our ankles, as it were, or our wrists, as it were, or our heart may be shackled in some way. And there's a kind of incarceration where we are stuck and we can't get out. And we're pacing back and forth in a stupor of meaninglessness, purposelessness. We're beyond being disturbed at that point. We're just a bit numb because we're just tired, hopeless. We might even lose some feeling as a human being. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528.
active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, have you ever been there before? Been there with so much anger and rage that often is connected to a great deal of hurt and rejection and pain, inward pain, where you don't feel like people normally do feel. It seems like a natural human experience to have a certain kind of feeling, but sometimes it comes to a point where you become numb to the feelings that people normally have. What then? Is there hope even in that? And I would say, and I think Roy Graham would agree, and we would resonate together and say, the love of Jesus Christ reaches even into the numbness of bitterness, rage, anger, and that unspeakable feeling of emptiness. The Lord Jesus reaches you even there. Mm-hmm. That's the good news of Jesus Christ. And you're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. We can experience the good life through the good news of Jesus Christ. Roy Graham here with me. You can find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Roy, what's the impact? Let's go broad now. The impact of what you're doing I'm going to just use your term, Halava Christian Fellowship, HCF, okay? What is the broader impact to society?
The broader impact to society with Halava. I don't know, Danny. Really don't know how to answer that one.
I'm thinking, you impact one person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And one life is changed at Halava.
Mm-hmm.
This person comes out. This is one life change.
These guys, when they come out, there's a program set up at New Hope. It's called New Start with Pastor Carlos Mungai, and it's Monday nights. And guys at Laumaka, they're work furlough men, and they get to go over there Monday nights, and it's called New Start. We're having a new start in life. And, guys that make it that far, they have a chance in society. I can speak of men on my hand. I can count men on my hand, both of them, that are pastors today that were incarcerated, that are working with veterans out there in Barbara's Point and giving them home, starting Bible studies out there. take Pastor Roy starting a Camp Agape for kids whose parents are incarcerated. You know, just because they were incarcerated doesn't mean that they're no good, they're throwaways. They're not. God can change lives, and these men's lives have been changed, and they continue to be changed. Oh, we got it. Like your theme song, Danny, I love that. It says, leave it to me, I'll lead you on. Mm-hmm. If we can come to that point and say, you know what, God, I give up, I surrender. You change me. You make me what you want me to be. I give up trying to be what I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. That was my prayer in the cell block back then.
That was your prayer. I remember you mentioned that in our first segment. You surrendered. Yeah. The word surrender, the meaning of that, has impacted you so deeply. Why, Roy? Why does surrender, the theme of surrender, even biblically speaking, why does the theme of surrender, why is that the key or a key component to freedom?
Leave it to him. He'll lead me on. Danny, because if I don't surrender, I would still be in control of my life. I would still be, doing what I wanted to do, thinking of what I want to think, going where I want to go, hurting who I want to hurt, even if it's myself, not caring, not
even
being given.
Even if it's yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. One could harm themselves.
There's so much hope in Christ. There's so much hope. Danny, I turn around, I look back of me, and I say, where have I been all my life? Swirling around in all that garbage. And, I'm not perfect. Even as a Christian, I have sinned. As a Christian, as a mature Christian, I sin purposely. And, all I got to do is say, Lord, forgive me. Because we're going to fall. We're going to do things that's not good in God's sight. And then when others see it, it's not good in their sight. And they point finger and they condemn you. And they say, you hypocrite, whatnot, Yeah, I'm sorry, but I am a sinner. I'd be the first to admit that. And along with Paul, I'm the worst of them all. But you know what? God has forgiven me as well as forgiven you once you surrender and relinquish the power that you have within you to run your life and give that power to Christ. I'm powerless to run my own life.
And this doesn't only apply to somebody who is in a cell block.
No, right? It's outside, Danny. It's the people out there, they're hurting, homeless people, well-to-do people, business people, they're in a rut. They're in this rat race, they call it.
And you've been in business with your brother.
Yeah.
Danny, mm-hmm. right? With Graham
Danny.
Builders. So yeah. You've seen people of all walks of life.
Yeah.
Through that.
And we
still hope.
Yeah, we have my other brother, Donnie. He's a real estate tax man, he knows numbers. And, we all going through stuff that we cannot really explain. And all we got to do is turn. Just turn. Leave it to him, and he will lead you on. Don't think I'm religious. Don't think Jesus is religion, mm-hmm. He's a person, and he wants you to let him lead you on. Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is say, Lord, I surrender. You show me. You show me, not the pastor, not the church, not Roy Graham, Billy's brother, mm-hmm. as I call myself sometimes. mm-hmm. But Lord, you show me. You teach me. Mm-hmm. You show me. And if you say that sincerely, he will. He will.
Well, let's lead in a prayer for someone mm-hmm. that may be ready at this moment to surrender and to let God lead them.
Okay. Just say this prayer. It's really simple. God is not concerned with the words, but he's more concerned with the attitude of your heart. You feel like you've come to an end and there's no way out and you need help and you run around looking for help in others. You tried it. It didn't work. Try asking Christ to come in your life by saying, Lord Jesus, I need you. I know I've run my life my way for a long, long time. And I want to surrender to you right now, Lord. I ask that you come into my life. Save me. Be my God. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, with thanksgiving. Amen. Now, like I said earlier, it's not really the words, but in that manner, you know. Because when I was in that cell block, I didn't know what to pray. I said, Lord, I give up. You change me. That was my salvation prayer. And he did. I encourage you out there. You know, you had it already. Give him your life. And he'll lead you on. That I can promise. Because he promised that. And God is not a liar. Thank you.
A life surrendered to God, sharing from the heart, a testimony, an admonition, a word of encouragement from Roy Graham. Roy, I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you, and thank you. Thank you so much for coming to be with us today. You have truly been a blessing.
Danny, likewise to you. I hear you on the radio a lot of times, and I hear a lot of my friends come on the radio with you, pastors and lay people alike, and you're just a blessing to the state of Hawaii. And I will now advertise your show more. Not that I haven't in the past, but it'll be more because you. You're such a great guy, Danny. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you.
We've been privileged today to hear insights from the heart of Roy Graham. You know, my friend, God's timing is indeed perfect, as I typically say. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you, just as Roy has done. And if you haven't done so, hey, I believe this is a perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. John 4:14, Jesus said, "But whoever drinks of the water that I will give will never thirst again." It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Roy Graham. Until next time, along with Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.